It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Well, hello. And hello there again. And welcome to another slightly above average episode of Broken News. It's so good to have you with us today, both of you. Just kidding. It's so good to have all of our listeners with us again today here for Broken News for another time-honored and, yes, time-consuming episode of Broken News. Well, last week was Thanksgiving. How's that for Broken News? You probably didn't know that until you started listening right now. Well, of course, we did have Thanksgiving, and then after Thanksgiving, on Friday, we had Black Friday, and then on Monday, Cyber Monday, and then we had Dreadful Tuesday. What the hell are we going to do on Wednesday? And then, oh my God, it's only Thursday. So that's pretty much how the week is shaping up. But also, this you may not know, last week, and this could be a Broken News exclusive because it was kind of quiet, I think, President Joe Biden celebrated a birthday. Yes, he did. And statisticians from Harvard, Princeton, and Yale got together to try to compute his age. But at first, you know, people were not really sure what was going on. For example, many people thought that perhaps there was some type of a nuclear explosion as the sky lit up, or that perhaps there was an actual scene from Oppenheimer playing out, or maybe that it was simply a distant galaxy exploding. But it turns out that it was the candles on President Joe Biden's cake. That's right, because Joey B turned the big 81, and you know, there were all sorts of precautions that were taken. For example, the Broken News staff is reporting that several big, massive dollops of sunscreen were put on President Biden because of the instant flash from all those candles. They weren't sure if that could be damaging to everyone's skin. So that was one precaution they took. Also, of course, the fire department from various neighboring states were on hand just in case they were needed. But everything did go well, we understand, and it was a lovely prune cake with Metamucil icing, and a good time was had by all, except for Donald Trump, that youngster of 77. He was not overly happy that there was not enough centering on him. So there was some screaming, shouting, and ranting that could be heard from wherever Trump hangs out, I guess from Mar-a-Lago. And then interestingly enough, after that, the AMA reported that screaming, shouting, and ranting do not qualify as aerobic exercise. And, you know, so if having a fit makes you fit, then Donald Trump is probably in good shape, don't you think? And we have just discovered, or I should say our Broken News team has just discovered, that there was a writer's strike and they were not informed. I wonder how we kept that. I mean, wonder how they missed that. So, because of that, we are about to go on break so that they can have their much-deserved writer's strike. And that means that Broken News will be off for the next 2 weeks. So we invite you to join us again in 3 weeks for our next all-new, never-before-heard, never-before-enjoyed episode of Broken News. We'll be back in 3 weeks. We hope you will be back with us. If you need a reminder, tattoo it on your mother-in-law that we'll be back in 3 weeks, or ask your dog to remind you. I'm Philip Habib. Thanks for joining us today. Take care, and we hope you'll come back with us again soon.